And finally, we close with a new sound from West Africa.
Blama, 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 blama.
That's the voice of Sia Tolno. For obvious reasons, critics are comparing her sound to that of the late great Miriam Makeba and Tina Turner. Sia Tolno is from Sierra Leone. A 36-year-old once had dreams of being a lawyer, but she never got the chance. Her father was strict. Her two stepmothers abused her. So Sia Tolno fled her home and ended up living in a squat with 30 other people. Then in 1995, the war in Sierra Leone forced her to flee to neighboring Guinea. It was in Guinea where Sia Tolno began to sing in public. She performed in a few small clubs and built a fan base. Some fans gave her the nickname Whitney because she covered many of Whitney Houston's big hits. When Sia Tolno didn't have gigs, she sold cooking oil in the streets. Then a talent contest in Guinea put Tolno in touch with a European talent agent. There are no song covers on Sia Tolno's latest album, My Life. She wrote every track. And for someone who only started singing in public recently, it sounds like Sia Tolno has been singing all her life. Her confidence is that high. On this song, Oju Wacha, she sums up the things she's seen in her time and advises African men to respect African women. It's a great end to a story of a woman who once wanted to be a lawyer. She took her grievances not to a courtroom, but to a recording studio, issuing her appeals with rhythm and lyrics.
Every day and night, me, I go wake me up from sleep, oh. When I think of all I'm going through, people, they fight here and there for power.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Don't forget we're online 24/7 at theworld.org. And we'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Thanks for listening.